We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, if I could walk on water, and if I could find some way to prove, if I could walk on water, would you believe in me? My love is so true.
A minute. Eddie Money is your artist of the day on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s?
Yes, please.
Cha-ching. Don't mind if we do. I did not realize he had passed.
What?
He died last year. Sam and I were doing a modicum of research, which is to say very little, and I found out that he died last year. Eddie Money. Yeah. He's your artist of the day on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s.
I missed that memo.
So I went to the dermatologist this morning.
How's your brown eye?
Well, it's gone.
Did they take it off?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Hang on. I'm going to take my sweatshirt off. See, it's like a, look at that. It's a mound right now.
I see that. And what did they say when they took it off?
Precancer.
Oh, stop it. Are you serious?
Yeah. And then they took one off right here. Do you see that?
What? Back up. What did they actually say that thing was on your arm?
They said it was precancer.
Are you being serious?
No, Dana, I'm being serious.
Did they scoop it out?
No, they froze it.
Okay. And then they biopsy it?
You can't biopsy what you freeze. You can only biopsy what you shave.
Okay, yeah. But did they shave something to biopsy?
No.
They just said, we're going to take it off.
Dr. Jibby came in.
Okay.
Over at the University of Kansas Health System.
Good.
Because you can't call it KU Med anymore, apparently. And she took a look at it, and she goes, Yeah, that's not basal cell. That's going to be precancer there, Scott. And so she got out her little freezing machine.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, whoosh, 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 whoosh. And then she goes, all right, let's take care of that thing on your head, and then we'll go back to your arm again.
Did you know there was one on your head?
No.
Oh, God, this is why you go to a dermatologist.
Was she talking about your face?
No, it was right here. It's right here on my forehead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now do you have to go in and get the full top to bottom?
They want to see me back in 6 months.
Oh, I'd go sooner than that, because you've been a soccer coach for how long?
Oh, 20 years.
It's the same thing with golf. They always say we are the worst at risk because we are outside all the time.
But you know why it's on my left arm?
Because you drive that way.
Boom.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Yeah. So I got to go back in 6 months. She wants to see me again. But it looks like a little wart now. It's all swollen.
Well, then you know what? I am going to apologize. This is a rare moment on the Dana and Parks program.
Are we rolling the
tape?
Yes,
at 2:09 on July 28th.
2:09:07.
I apologize for downplaying what I thought was a mole or a mosquito bite on your arm, and I am glad that you went in to get it checked out. Mm-hmm. That's all I need, you dying on me.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Hey, Dana, this is for your apology.
And they found another one on my forehead that I didn't even see.
Now, did they then make you strip down and they looked at all of you?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to do that because they know what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It made me take my shirt off. I was like, awkward.
Well, they've seen it all.
Fat gut.
They've seen it all.
You want to look under the flab?
It doesn't get much sun anyway. You're fine.
Oh, come on. You don't have to pile on.
No.
Karen.
You know, there's nothing wrong with wearing a swim shirt. Just throwing that out.
Speaking of piling on.
Wow.
Two words, swim shirt.
I believe that's one.
No, I think it's two.
Anyway, so I would encourage everyone, pay attention to your body.
Yeah, now I'm looking all over my arms to see what I got on there.
Look, do you see how raised it is?
I do see how raised it is.
Look, it's like,
I will tell you this. I have noticed in the last couple of years, and, you know, women my age, probably everyone listening has had this happen at one point or the other. Sorry, got hair problems here. That my hands have started to get, when I stretch them, my hands are starting to get a little...
wrinkled?
Yeah, they don't have the youthful look that, like, my daughter's hands have. And I looked down the other day and I go, oh, my God, I've got old lady hands. And Chris goes, shut up. No, you don't. He said, I'll tell you when you're old, you're not old. But, you know, it's because of sun exposure. And I've had people tell me, you know, I can go in, I can get a treatment. They do this great stuff at Aestheticare, you know, to rejuvenate your face. But once you do that, they will tell you, you have to be committed to staying out of the sun. And I am never going to commit. I'm just not going to happen.
It's
not
going
to happen.
Yeah.
I have to have outdoors in my life every day. And...
But can't you put on sunscreen?
Yes.
Do you do that?
I am not as good about that.
Which is to say you don't do
as
it.
I should be.
Which means you don't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I need to be better about it.
Which means you don't do it.
And I always joke I'm Indian. Indians don't get skin cancer. But
yeah, black people don't either.
I need to be better about sunscreen. You know, I'm a little spotty on my arms. I'm not going to lie. And that's totally from sun exposure.
What's up, brother?
Scott, are you okay? I know you were going to the doctor today, and I've been worried sick about you all day long. Are you okay?
Chris, I'm going to be fine. They found two precancer spots.
Oh, no. Seriously?
That's what they said!
Oh, no.
Yes, but both were removed, and so I'm going to be okay, buddy.
Good. I'm sure Dana was relieved, right?
She actually did something she never does, Chris.
What was that?
Admitted she was wrong.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's not exactly what I said. I apologized for downplaying what I thought was a mole or a mosquito bite.
Why would you downplay something like that, honey?
Well, because it didn't have rough edges. It wasn't weird shaped. Like, you know, I looked at it and...
Honey, no. You need to... You know what? You should probably apologize to Scott again.
Yeah, I kind of feel like maybe I should. I'm glad that he went.
Hey, Dr. Jibby said it was pre-cancer, Chris, and she found a spot on my forehead that I did not see.
Thank God you're okay. Thank God you did the right thing. And for those who even for a moment dismissed the seriousness of this particular moment, I have nothing for them.
Yeah. Well, one of the people that dismissed it was your wife.
Yeah. I have nothing for you on this. You know, I would have thought she would have been a better person, but not so much.
Are you driving over to Channel 9 to read me my news tonight?
I am, absolutely, yes.
Okay.
You go read that news, baby.
Okay.
You read me that news.
You need to apologize to Scott again, okay?
Well, I am sorry again that I doubted your precancerous cell.
See? Chris, it's all about paying attention to your body.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
24/7. You betcha. Yeah.
Absolutely. Get it checked out. Go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Don't think it's a mosquito bite or a pimple like your wife thinks it is. Take it seriously.
Well,
take
now,
this seriously.
Scott, will you at least admit you are a little OCD when it comes to health stuff? You're a little
hypochondriac?
You're a little bit of a hypochondriac. little bit.
But Chris, did that not pay dividends today?
Today it did.
I can't believe my wife would say so. You know what, Scott? I got to hang up because she's just making me madder right now. Okay, I'm just so thankful that you're okay, and for her to be so dismissive, I don't know what to say.
It's almost hurtful, Chris. It's almost hurtful.
And I know all of Kansas City agrees with me on this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chris, what's worse, this or three holes in one?
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
You were so close today, too, babe, and then it didn't go in.
Wow.
That's what she said. We're talking about the golf course, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank God.
Okay.
All right.
Okie dokie.
Go read the news.
Bye.
All right, Kansas City's anchorman. Goodbye.
He's getting on that phone.
He's like, out. I'm out. All right, 5767798.
There is a bombshell out of KU today, and I still am not over it. Anyone my age who went to KU, we will tell you when we come back.
Dana Stubblefield.
Even my girlfriends are going, what?
Yeah.
We will tell you what happened when we come back.
All right, here on KMBZ.
I apologize for downplaying what I thought was a mole or a mosquito bite on your arm.
Oh my.
How did we miss this headline?
If you went to KU in the late 1980s or early 90s, you will know this name. Former San Francisco 49ers player and KU standout, Dana Stubblefield, was found guilty of rape by a Santa Clara County jury on Monday, following a nine-month trial and 5 years after the woman reported the 2015 sexual assault to police. He faces 15 years to life in prison. Prosecutors said that Stubblefield lured the then 31-year-old woman, who has developmental disabilities, to his home in Morgan Hill, California, on April 9th, 2015, under the pretense of a babysitting job. The jury found that Stubblefield, who is now 49, he was guilty of rape by force.
Other things.
I'm not going to read the others.
And raping a person incapable of giving consent.
Mm-hmm. Jurors also found that Stubblefield used a gun during the assault. Prosecutors say Stubblefield initially contacted the woman on a babysitting website and arranged an interview at his home in Morgan Hill, which is just south of San Jose. The interview lasted about 20 minutes, but the woman later returned to the house when she received a text from Stubblefield saying that he wanted to pay her for her time that day. After raping her, investigators say, Stubblefield gave her $80 and then let her go.
She went directly to the police department to report the rape. His attorneys tried to argue that this was consensual, but she, because of her developmental disability, Scott, is not able to legally give consent. They tried to say this was a paid encounter for sex and say they will appeal. But I saw that headline on the Kansas City Star website.
What's her developmental disability? Do we know?
It doesn't say. He lived in my building. I knew him. I had beers with him. I knew his roommate very well. My college roommate knew him. And it's just not that someone you went to school with can't be convicted of something like this, but it's just, I was just stunned.
How does a trial last 9 months?
You know the last trial that lasted 9 months?
O.J. Simpson.
When I read that, I thought, I don't know.
I'm torn.
Why?
Well, I mean,
the DNA matched. She has a developmental disability.
Is that the ground that we're...
There's a gun involved? What's that about?
Well, that's her word against his, obviously.
Well, prosecutors say there was a gun involved.
Well, the defense attorney said there was not.
Jurors sided with the prosecution.
I understand. That's fine. But, I mean, is he guilty because she had a developmental disability? Or is he guilty because they actually believe he raped her?
I think both, and I think this is one of those cases you would have to read the probable cause, which would make your skin crawl, is my guess. Because none of the outlets that are covering this got into the details of the assault, and it would be in that filing. I have not read anything to suggest that there was any evidence that this was consensual.
Why can't professional athletes go out and get sex the way the rest of us?
That is exactly what I said in the newsroom, and then I stopped myself, and here's why. Because anyone, you know, with Moxa or any organization will tell you that an assault like this is not about the sex. It's about the power. But with,
you could,
with
if
him
Dana
trying
Stubble,
to say,
you
yes.
You could walk into a bar.
With him trying to say... His defense attorneys were trying to say this was a paid encounter for sex. I did. I looked at the sports guys and I go, an NFL player retired, presumably doing well in California.
He was a first round draft.
If he managed his money well, has to pay a random woman on some website to come. I go, that doesn't even. Why?
I don't know. Just walk into the neighborhood bar. Say, I'm Dana Stubblefield. I'm worth millions of dollars. I have a beautiful house down the street. Would you like to join me or not?
The fact that he was convicted, Scott, of rape by force, false imprisonment, and rape of a person incapable of giving consent, plus the gun, he's going away. He is going away for a long time.
At least 15 years. Maybe life. Maybe life. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Scott, please don't play the devil's advocate with rape of a disabled woman. I'm not. I'm asking, is that in and of itself rape?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I was asking.
Yes.
I wasn't trying to play the devil's advocate. And I won't. I don't know if this woman was raped or not. A jury found that she was. That's exactly right.
And it's with a 9-month trial... Scott, he is going away. He is a convicted rapist and he is going away.
Mm-hmm. Telephone number here, 576-7798. News is next here on Dana and Parks. Check the record on this.
You're right. 1977. I don't know why it's on the 80s playlist.
Well, Sam, you failed me again.
This is 3 weeks in a row that I've had one song that wasn't in the 80s.
I mean, this wasn't even close to the 80s. This was 1977, man.
Hey, I got my one mistake out of the way early. The rest of the day will be great.
See, I'm telling you, I'm like asking you off the air, play John Parr's St. Elmo's Fire. You don't. You play a song from the 1970s on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. I don't know.
I know. I'm despicable.
Maybe we need to get Ketz back.
Ouch.
It's just sad. Ow. It's just sad.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah. Well, he's in here. Is it my time to go?
You know I love you, man. You know I love you.
Listen, this next story is not about politics. We are in an election season. This next story is about you.
Okay. Story here from the Kansas City Star. Congressman Steve Watkins, who I believe is from the 2nd District. I'm not positive on that. But I believe he represents like the Topeka area.
Yeah, it's not even here.
No. Denied today that he blamed his staff for registering him to vote at a Topeka UPS store, but also described the completion of his voter form as, quote, a collegial effort. In a 30-minute interview with the Star, Watkins, Republican, Kansas, acknowledged that he voted in the wrong city council district in 2019 despite claiming no wrongdoing. And he repeatedly sought to tie the felony charges that he faces to his GOP primary rival, Jake LaTourneur. Quote, I put my mailing address instead of my physical address on a voter registration and inadvertently received a ballot for the incorrect, I believe, Topeka City Council race.
Now listen to this next sentence.
Now that's a mistake. It's not a felony. He attributed the use of the mailing address to his time spent overseas, saying, quote, out of habit, my address is my mailing address. Out of 8 years in the sandbox with the Army in Afghanistan and a security contractor in Iraq. However, the Star revealed in 2018 that Watkins had never voted in any election, until 2017, several years after his service in the Army had ended.
He faces, and again, this is not about this candidate. He's in Topeka. I don't want to make this about him or the rival. I don't care. This is about the act of registering somewhere you don't live. And for that, he faces three felony charges and one misdemeanor related to allegations he illegally voted in the 2019 municipal election. And I believe in one of those elections, Scott, it was an extremely narrow margin, like a handful of votes.
Says Congressman Watkins, I was not hiding the ball. I know that my address is public. So if I were to claim to live somewhere that I actually don't, why on earth would I choose a retail location where you can't possibly live? I would choose a residential location. Okay? And you're worried about mail-in ballots?
First of all, how can someone running for anything have never voted ever in a single election until 2017? That's a little concerning. But number two, I take exception to him saying this is a mistake and not a felony. When you sign that request form, it says under penalty of perjury.
Yep.
Okay. How he thought a UPS store address was somehow going to be okay in lieu of his address or his parents' address, I don't know. I will remind you, we had in the mid-2000s 11 people, and they spent millions of dollars to try to find people illegally voting. They found 11, and most of them were elderly, white Republicans,
correct,
who had made a mistake.
Correct.
Who had a lake house, who had, you know, one of them was a wife and her husband said, sign this, and she did. They were all charged and prosecuted for that, quote, mistake, which I actually believe was a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Voter fraud is incredibly rare.
Well, they found 11.
Voter fraud is incredibly rare. It doesn't happen. I know people want to think that voter fraud happens.
Oh, they tried. They tried to find tens of thousands. They spent millions of your tax dollars trying to find tens of thousands of brown people illegally voting.
They
found 11 white Republicans. And I think, if memory serves, all of them had voted for Trump.
Well, don't do that. Don't do that.
Scott, that was their defense.
But Dana, don't do that.
One of their names was Betty. She was like 90 and was a huge Republican. So do mistakes happen?
Yes.
Yes. Should mistakes happen when you are running for office?
And how can you run for office and win a seat in Congress and you never voted before the year 2017?
Is that a disqualifier?
Yes.
That you have never exercised your right to vote.
Yes.
It's odd. Because even if you're serving in the military, you have every right to vote.
They go out of their way to help you vote. Yes. And you're running for Congress. I don't know how old Steve Watkins is. I would imagine he's in his 40s or 50s. And no time in your life did you ever vote?
Not even in a presidential election?
I've been voting since 1991. 1991. That was my first election.
I also do not believe that the completion of his private voter form was a collegial effort that he passed to some staffer. Your ballot is your ballot.
And somehow he mistakenly, or somebody on his staff mistakenly, made his address a UPS store. I have never had any problem registering my address to vote. Ever. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not the brightest cat in the litter. God knows that. 576-7798. Steve Watkins, we're not going to make it about him.
He changed his voter registration address to the UPS store last year before voting in a city council race, Scott, that was decided by 13 votes.
Why did he change his address? Did he move?
I don't know. And you can't live in a mailbox. So I don't know that it's is it legal to make your address a P.O. box?
I would imagine he didn't move. So why would he change his address?
I'm just saying, if we're going to go after 90-year-old Betty, who was prosecuted for a mistake that I believe was a mistake, they have to go after 40-year-old Mr. Watkins.
Somebody writes in, Watkins is currently a U.S. representative. We're aware. That's part of the problem. Jim in Topeka. Hello, Jim.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Yes, I have made the mistake and run for office. Yes, I have had to fill out the paperwork. Yes, I have had to do the deal for the Kansas Governmental Ethics Committee. If this barely high school graduate can do it correctly, I would expect an officer in the military to be able to do it and do it right. So I have no sympathy for him at all. The forms are a very simple, straightforward question and answer deal that anybody should be able to fill out.
Jim, what office did you run for?
Let's not go into that.
Why? Come on. What did you run for?
I've run for county commissioner.
Okay.
In Shawnee County?
No, not in Shawnee County. I'm on the fringes of Shawnee County.
Okay.
I'll give you my best joke on myself as a politician. Since I raise mules, I have to have a male donkey to make mules with. That makes me a successful professional at dealing with the behavior of a fill-in-the-blank. Enjoy the day, my friend.
No wonder you didn't get elected.
I will remind everyone that voting without being qualified and unlawful advance voting are all felonies. Failing to notify the DMV of his change in address is the misdemeanor. And so when you sign your name on that thing, Betty and Roland, remember, check it twice.
That's right. Joe in Overland Park. Joe, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
For a quick thing to Scott, because Scott's like, you know, voter fraud can't happen. Me, I lived across the street from my uncle. I knew his last name. I knew his middle name. I knew his full name. And I knew my cousin's name that lived with him. We all voted at the same precinct. I could have walked in there and acted like them if I wanted to. They didn't ask for ID. They just said, what's your name? And I could have said, Billy Blank. You know, give the address and could have voted under his name and then come back 4 hours later and voted under my name.
But they ask today for your ID, don't they, Joe?
Well, this was in Illinois. In Illinois, they looked at it like, oh, my God, you're pulling out your ID. Put it back away. We don't want to see it.
Hmm.
And so I literally, if you know somebody's address, you can walk in their name and you can walk in and vote for them. Not Kansas, but another state.
Hmm.
There was a woman in Texas who was charged last year, the year before, She was found guilty of it and sentenced to prison, and her lawyer argued they're making an example out of her. She was a Hispanic woman who had she had her green card, but she did not have her U.S. citizenship, so she did not get the vote. She registered and voted in several elections, and her excuse was, I didn't know I couldn't vote.
Well, that's one more than they found in Kansas, Joe.
Yeah, I'm not saying it. I'm saying it happens. It's not just in Kansas, but
saying is it wasn't worth the millions of dollars that were spent trying to prove a point that didn't exist.
And Joe, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm saying it doesn't happen to the extent that some people would have us believe. It is very minimal.
I would say it's enough to could maybe sway an election, because one vote can sway. I mean, look at that county seat.
Yeah, it was 13 votes in that election. That's
true, but what we're talking about are elections that are a little bit more important than a county seat. We're talking senator, House of Representatives, president. There is not enough voter fraud that occurs to sway an election of that magnitude.
Well, I would like to think not, but I mean, we can't prove it isn't. We can't prove it.
Well, we can actually, because
they tried here and they found 11.
The president hired. Hang on. Let me finish my point. Mm-hmm. The president hired Kris Kobach to prove that 3 million people had illegally voted in the 2016 election. That commission, led by Kris Kobach of Kansas, was dismantled in 2017 because they could find nothing.
And I'm not saying that it's not hard to prove. Like I said, if my uncle didn't vote, or my cousins, if they didn't go in and vote that day, nobody would have known I could have walked in under their name and voted.
Which would be true, Joe, but they were just dying under political pressure to prove it, and they could not. They had every resource available to them to try and prove it, and it just didn't pan out.
Are you willing to go to prison for one more vote for some guy that's not going to count?
No, I wouldn't have done it. I'm saying I could have done it.
I understand, but what I'm saying, what I could do, I could murder somebody, but I'm not going to.
Scott, don't you do that every time somebody comes to the door?
No, I get on my belly and I crawl away because I don't want to kill them.
Yeah, he's got problems, Joe, but thank you for the call.
I mean, because you can do something doesn't mean you're going to do something.
So, two felonies and a misdemeanor, does it disqualify...
Three
felonies and a misdemeanor, does it disqualify him from running for office?
Not until he's convicted. If he's convicted, yes, of course it does. Absolutely.
But just the fact that there was a voting irregularity, you don't think disqualifies him from running?
Okay. Absolutely not.
Okay.
576-7798. St. Elmo's Fire, 1985, on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Story here from TMZ. Any Jimi Hendrix collectible is significant, but this rare electric guitar oozes with so much history, it's no wonder it'll fetch a huge sum of money when it goes up for auction. The folks over at GWS Auctions are in possession of his early 1960s Japanese Sunburst electric guitar that is expected to snag at least $50,000. That is the minimum bid. Legend has it the guitar god used this exact guitar shortly after he returned home from the U.S. Army in 1962 and moved to Clarksville, Tennessee. While he was there, Jimmy played the Chitlin Circuit with some incredible talent like Sam Cooke and Ike and Tina Turner. Jimmy's brother, Leon, has said that was the last time that Jimmy sounded happy. I remember Jimmy calling me from New York, saying he was so broke, he can't even pay attention. He pawned this guitar, and then his friends got him one. When Jimmy moved to London in 1966, he left this guitar in New York City at the apartment of one of his best friends. Cut to 54 years later, and the winner of this bid will also get a letter of provenance from Leon, who will also have a private lunch with the winning bidder. The auction goes down on August 8th. What's the one thing you would pay a lot of money for?
A Van Morrison charcoal starter?
No, I already have that.
A Van Morrison charcoal starter? Am I missing?
And it wasn't Van Morrison. I think we decided it was the NXS lead singer whose face was burned
Michael
into
Hutchins?
My yeah, his face was burned into my charcoal starter. Remember?
Either that or Jesus.
I am not into memorabilia like that. I've always, now you have a whole room for it, but I don't know that there's any amount of money I'd pay for something that someone famous owned. I don't know.
Most of the stuff in the Kiss Cave, though, I've gotten for free.
Yeah, I know.
I have a signed Paul Stanley autobiography that was given to me by a listener. The most expensive thing, there are two things on the wall that I've paid for. A painting of Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy, which I won't tell you how much I paid for it, because it was a lot. And then there's a Kiss photograph with all of their autographs. They're not authentic, but all of their autographs, like on gold plates.
Right.
Underneath.
But not like they actually signed it.
No, they didn't actually sign it. And I paid, I think, $250 or $300 for that.
Okay.
But everything else I think I got for free.
Now, we have paid for sports. I should take that back. I would not and have not paid for rock memorabilia. We have paid for sports memorabilia. Not crazy amounts of money.
What would you pay for, like, a signed baseball from Salve?
$100? Yeah, but more like, okay, so I have two Buck O'Neill signed balls, one for each of my sons.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and I was sitting with Buck when he signed them.
Oh, wow.
You know, I've gotten my dad a couple things signed by Tom Watson at auctions over the years. I've got a couple KU basketballs, that kind of thing. But rock stuff, meh.
Well, it doesn't have to be rock. I didn't say it had to be rock. I mean, it could be sports. It could be entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, like your favorite actor, your favorite actress, whatever.
Well, the one thing I really wanted, and we got outbid on it.
What about George Clooney? Autographed anything by George Clooney, because I know how much you love him. Your boob. How much would you pay?
No. The one thing I lost that I'm still mad to this day, you can ask Chris about it. It was about 2 years ago at an auction for, I don't remember what it was. It was a signed Ryder Cup flag by both captains. Tom Watson was the captain that year, and then whoever.
How'd you lose it?
Because those auctions are timed now on your phone.
Oh, you lost it on the auction.
Yes,
okay,
and
you didn't lose it.
You have to click, like, as the seconds tick down at 57, 58, 59, and I clicked at, like, 56 seconds, and some SOB clicked at 59 and stole it right out from under me.
Yeah, there's people that do that on eBay.
Oh, man, I wanted that for my dad.
They just sit and wait until the last second, and they bid one penny higher.
News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.